Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jamie Lisso. You can catch him this week at Zona Rosa at the Funny Bone. Jamie, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, man. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. So let's start with this because I always like asking comedians this question. Someone once told me that everybody thinks they have either a sense of humor or a sense of style. You got so funny that you thought you could do this for a living, and you've made a good living out of it. What made you get into comedy? How did you get into comedy?
You know what, man? This is going to sound a little spiritual, but I'm not even kidding. I was watching Rodney Dangerfield's Young Comedian special. Like, remember those old specials that everybody did? And then as a kid, I just had this weird feeling that I should do it for a job. Just a bizarre feeling as like an 11-year-old. And it's funny, like when I was on the playground and other kids wanted to be like pirates and all the, you know, and they wanted to be like superheroes, I didn't know comedian was a real one. I kind of categorized it with all these like fictitious dream jobs. And only when I was in college did I meet somebody that did comedy full time. And I was like, man, I'm going to give this a try. And as far as I know, none of my friends became pirates or anything.
That's funny you say that. Like, your story is a little bit different than mine. Like, I remember the first time that I heard sports talk on the radio, and it just blew my mind. Like, the radio was music to me as a kid. So when I was listening and people were talking about the games and the players and the stats, like, I was hooked. And I made the determination, like, that's what I want to do for a living. So it's interesting to hear you, where you see Rodney Dangerfield, you see the success that he had, and you kind of had that same feeling. I want to do that for a living.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm also a loser. I like the way that he was self-deprecating, and he was sort of the butt of all the jokes. And that's always something that I kind of felt like I dealt with in high school and college and with girls and stuff. I think that's why I really lean towards Rodney. And I'll tell you something kind of funny, man. I, like, on the show that I do, Gutfeld, I've been like the broke, divorced loser guy for a really long time. And then I recently got married, and I had so many people online telling me, dude, you're going to ruin your brand. You're going to ruin everything. First of all, I feel like it's probably worth it to ruin your brand if you're not broke and divorced anymore. But second of all, I feel like at the end of his career, I wouldn't have mind Rodney. You know, Rodney's on The Tonight Show going, I get no respect. And I'm like, I don't know, dude, this is your 45th appearance. I feel like you're getting a tiny bit of respect. Like, I don't think people mind watching a journey, even if it goes a little off brand.
Right now, we're talking to Jamie Lisso. You can catch him down at Zona Rosa at the Funny Bone this weekend. He's going to be doing some stand-up. We'll learn more about his routine coming up in a bit. Now, thinking about Rodney Dangerfield, you got my mind going on a journey, because that movie Ladybugs that he did, that was one of those movies that I was a kid, I probably saw like 15, 20 times, that I probably haven't seen the movie since I was a kid. But God, I love that movie.
Dude, that's funny you said that. So a friend of mine, his name is Harry Basil. He was actually an actor in When Peggy Sue Got Married with like Nicolas Cage and Jim Carrey. And then we won't talk about the fact that you've never heard my friend's name before. I don't know why. But he ended up going into directing. He books like all the Laugh Factories. And I just happened to be, he used to be Rodney Dangerfield's opener. I just happened to be in Vegas when he was opening for Rodney. And I called him up and he said, come watch the show tonight. And I was backstage with my friend and Rodney Dangerfield watching cuts of Ladybugs. That as when Roddy was doing like post, like choosing which cut he liked better. Just an absolutely wild experience. Great movie.
Fantastic movie. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this as a comedian and someone that came up in the Rodney Dangerfield kind of school of comedy. What do you make of kind of where it is now? It feels like it's very, very different from whether it's stand-up. I feel like there's so many more sketches on Instagram or the internet than there were in times before. Where do you feel the state of stand-up comedy is today?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I see friends of mine in this business sort of go two different ways. I see some people become kind of bitter and become haters that go, oh man, that guy got on Instagram and now he's selling out this club that I can't even get into. And I've been on the Tonight Show 9 times. Like there's that version is sort of like the bitter kind of getting angry at change version. I completely go the other way where I love the fact that if I want, you know, I've acted in like a Netflix show and I've acted in a couple movies, but acting is really hard. It's really hard to get those shows. Me and Rob Schneider had to create a show ourselves to have a show on Netflix. But what I like about Instagram and all the social media is I still want to be an actor. So every week I shoot a sketch with my wife. She's a doctor. And we do like it's like a sketch thing, you know, called Afraid to Ask, where people ask medical questions and, you know, we do little sketches. I like the fact that anybody listening, even a student, could decide, I want to be an actor, I want to be whatever. And you can be one tomorrow on Instagram. And you can find out what people like, what are your strengths and weaknesses, and then you can kind of cultivate that into, you can turn that into showing up at the Funny Bone and having people come to see you. And I feel like it's nothing but an asset. I feel like there's never been more, you know, you don't have to make sure you get on the Tonight Show anymore. There's like 100 different places you can go. You can go on Rogan or Gutfeld or Theo's podcast, or you can do it yourself. And I sort of love it. I feel like, I don't love that the whole crowd work, people come to the show scared that they're going to get picked on because of the crowd work clips, but I like it. I like the fact that anybody can grab their phone and show people what they worked on. That's something I think is pretty cool that I definitely couldn't do when I was a kid.
I will say this. I have a pretty firm belief when I go to comedy shows that I came to watch the show and not be a part of the show. So I'm doing everything I can to not sit in the front. Like, you're not going to talk to me in the back. I'm here to watch it. I want to hear the jokes. I want to hear the stories. I feel like you guys should be in a protected space. Like, you just can't really offend me with comedy. Like, you tell the joke, and then it's up to me to determine on whether or not I think it's funny. But you should have the freedom to go up there and say however you feel. And to me, that's kind of the space that I think stand-up comedy still provides.
Carrington, I wish we could have just recorded that and played it before every show. Because that's right. Like, a lot of people, not a lot of people, some people after a couple drinks think that they're going to help or think that they're going to be part of the show. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is, like, stuff like that happens, but that wasn't ever the plan. If I'm talking to someone in the crowd, it's because somebody fell over or somebody yelled something or they're, you know, I've been working on this material for this new tour. I've been writing every day. I've been honing it at night. And a lot of the jokes don't have some drunk lady in the third row as a speaking part. You know, like, we sort of go in with a plan, but I believe you, that is a great way to look at it, man. The way you just put it was perfect.
Right now, we're talking to Jamie Lissow here for a couple more minutes, just talking comedy. He's going to have a couple of shows this weekend at the Funny Bone. When you sit down and you're thinking, I want to come up with an hour's worth of material, take us through your process. Are you just kind of observing life and writing things down? Like, what are you doing to kind of get ready to get yourself to, hey, I feel like I got an hour's worth of material?
So it is not easy. I think it might be easier for some other comedians. For me, it is a long process. But what it's funny, once you start crafting a new hour, once you retire an old hour, it's almost like this switch goes off where, you know, you're with your friends, you're joking around, you're making jokes. There, a switch goes off where you say to yourself, I wonder if I could adapt that for stage. So you just sort of live my life. I don't really sit down and go, all right, this is the new hour. I'm gonna write it this morning. I do have the luxury of, I do a TV show once a week where I have to write jokes about five different topics. So it's sort of like a forced writing exercise where I write for 7 hours. I did it yesterday. And every once in a while I get a joke out of there. But I would say it's sort of flipping this switch where you notice things. And there's something, I don't know, man. I feel like there's something in the universe, like a synchronicity where when it's time to come up with a new hour, you start to notice more things. And I try all of my jokes out on stage. I sort of like, it's sort of my research and development happens while I'm on stage. And I love doing it that way. I don't try it out on another guy. I don't try it out. I just get up there and go. That's one of the beauties of, like, when you write a movie, if you write a good joke, you're like, this joke is so good. You might have to wait 2 to 3 years to see if anybody laughs at it. Because we got to edit the movie. We got to get it somewhere. Someone's got to buy it. They may never see that joke if the movie sits in a drawer. But with stand-up, you know, we could come up with something right now, and I could go, I'd call you tomorrow and go, yeah, it worked or it didn't work over in Kansas City, which is kind of a cool thing.
Jamie, for people who haven't seen your stand-up before that hear this interview and think, hey, this guy's interesting, I want to go see him perform at the Funny Bone this weekend, what is a Jamie Lissow performance? What is a Jamie Lissow stand-up like?
So I'm a pretty classic stand-up comedian that talks about his life and where I'm at in my life, and my last hour was about my ex-wife. I make a lot of jokes about my ex-wife on the TV show I do, just for the record, all of that stuff. It's just jokes based on facts, you know, all that ex-wife stuff. And so I think the most important thing I want people to know is that I do a TV show that does have a political slant. And when you come to see my stand-up, we're all on the same team, and that team is the audience, and there's no one that's going to be mocked or ostracized. I'm not trying to change anyone's. I don't even care that much about politics, to be completely honest with you. And so I think it's important to note that my show is just about life and kids and stress and, you know, failures and success. And so it's sort of an hour break from, you know, all the serious stuff we talk about and argue about every day.
That's the kind of stand-up that I like. Like, I understand, like, you probably see comedians like this. Like, yeah, sex is a part of our life, but I feel like there's so many comedians, like, that's the foundation of what they do. Like, I want to hear your takes on current events. I want to hear your takes on life and marriage and all of these kind of things. Like, I like a comedian that can kind of spray to all fields.
Yeah, man. I feel like at this moment in my life, I do feel like I run the gamut of all these different topics. And I do try to keep it, very current with my life, because we get bored, man. We get bored. I did radio for a while, and one of my favorite things about doing radio was that it was new content every day. And what's hard as a comedian is you are having to do some of your jokes you know, every single night in all these different cities. And I do kind of pride myself on, if you see me both nights in a row, there's no way the show's going to be exactly the same. It's going to be like in the moment, and it's going to be, I guarantee there's something you're going to relate to in the set, seen from an angle you haven't seen before.
That is Jamie Lissow joining us on the show. Be sure to catch him this weekend in Zona Rosa at the Funny Bone and hear him perform. Jamie, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you this weekend, man.
Hey, Carrington, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.